In Chapter 8, we learn about technical analysis. And if you've already listened to the presentation, you know that I'm not a big fan of this. I think it's hocus pocus and not very useful. But, hey, everyone's different, right? And there are some people who are dedicated technical analysts. So let's take a look at some of the, just a couple of the different websites that you can do technical analysis for free. And then there are many others that you can pay for. And you decide whether it's actually useful or not. So this is Yahoo's website. And again, they've done their best to destroy it, but it's still useful for some things. So we're going to try United Technologies. Who are they? They're a member of the Dow. They make Pratt & Whitney jet engines, Otis elevators. They sold off the helicopter division, Sikorsky, and they make they're an industrial conglomerate. So let's take a look at their summary information, and they show you this little chart right here. But to do the technical analysis, you click on chart here, and then you get all of these various little tools and gadgets you can play with, and it's set up for 1 year. Let's see if we can go 5 years. Okay, let's go 5 years, and notice this little guy right here, indicators. Okay, indicators, that's what we're interested in. So let's go to indicators. Oops, the problem is now by moving the mouse, if you move the mouse, it changes the, I got to be careful when I move the mouse, it changes the time horizon. So let's go to indicators, and we're going to use just the moving average. There are dozens of these indicators, folks, and you can play with ones that you think are actually useful. We're just going to use moving average because that's a very simple one. We're going to go back 50 days and then save that. And notice that it overlays this purple line, which is the 50-day moving average. And what does that mean? It goes back 50 days and takes the average of the prices. So it smooths out the graph. We're also going to add another indicator, another moving average. We're going to use the 200-day moving average. And notice that we can change the color. Oops, that's not the one I want. I want to change the color. Let's use this little blue here, kind of blue-green. And so now, where did it go? There it is. It's not easy to see. But there it is. There it is. There's the 200-day moving average. So you see the 50-day smoothed out the price gyrations. And the 200-day smoothed it out even more. And here's the common wisdom, which I don't think is very wise at all. When the 50-day goes below the 200-day, that's supposed to be a bad sign. And that's the sign to sell. When the 50-day goes above the 200-day average, that's a good sign, and that's supposed to be the time to buy. Well, it already had fallen quite precipitously. And when was this? This was July of 2015. And finally, it wasn't until 2016 when it had rock bottomed that the 50-day had actually fallen below the 200-day. It was already too late, right, to sell. Then when it went back above it, well, you might say that was a good time, but it already had gone way up. It came back down, so that probably would have spooked you. But then it actually did very well later on. So it is very dubious, in my humble opinion, whether this is worthwhile or not. But then somebody else who knows these things might say, oh, yeah, but you did not put the Bollinger Bands and the accumulative swing index and then the alligator and all these other technical indicators that would have told you, no, that wasn't actually a good time to sell or buy and whatever. What do you think? Squiggles on a screen, and they make you wise and tell you when to buy and sell. The little D stands for dividends. And these are the volume indicators. Now let's go look at MarketWatch, which is another. This is the free website that's run by Wall Street Journal. It's very different from the Wall Street Journal's website, by the way. So they're actually allow things other than Fox News type of articles on their website. So they're much more liberal. Excuse me. I can't help it, folks. I can't help it. Okay, so we're going to use UTC again, United Technologies. Again, you could just type in United Technologies, and it would do its best to figure out who you wanted. I want UTX. I'm sorry, did I say UTC? University Town Center. Sorry. UTX, United Technologies. And theirs sits right on the page right here where you pick Advanced Charting here. And it doesn't go to a different page. It stays right here, but it adds all these little cutesy little things. Let's go to 5 years again. And this one's a little harder to use, in my humble opinion. So we want the simple moving edit. You have to hit simple moving average edit. And notice that the 50-day period is already there. They've already added it for us. That's they default to the 50-day period. You have to take it away if you don't want it. So we'll add the 200-day. And then we don't want the 20-day. So now what do we have? We have the 200-day, which is green, and then the blue. No. What did I do wrong? I'm not understanding this. Those are different. MACDs, that's a different type one. I'm doing something wrong here. What happened to the... Oh, I guess this is it. There's the 200-day moving average. It's still coming up. Let's switch to, where are we? Are we in, let's switch to 1 year, see if that's easier to read. I think that the 5 year is not easy to read. There it is. That's easier to read than 1 year. So there's the 50-day, the green one. Here's the 200-day, and here is where we were looking at the last time. When the 50-day goes below the 200-day, that's supposed to be a time to sell. And I guess it kind of worked right there, didn't it? Well, it actually had already fallen quite a bit, so it had already fallen from a peak way up here, and it fell a little bit more. But then see here it went above, and that wasn't the best time, and then it barely touched, and so you were supposed to think that was the time to sell, but it didn't matter because it went up, and so you decide. Now, here's your assignment, your bonus assignment. You do this with another company, and you do your best to act like you know what you're doing, even though you don't, because you can easily convince me because I don't know what I'm doing. And I don't think anybody really knows what they're doing. They convince themselves that they know what they're doing, but I would really love to see the long-term results of some of these people who say that technical analysis is the end-all and the be-all. Because I have a funny feeling that they might do maybe a little bit better than throwing darts at a dartboard, but maybe not, and probably do a lot worse because emotions will kick in. And typically, they will use also the 15-day and the 50-day or the 10-day and the 20-day, and they wind up being traders and speculators, and so short terms. And so I've said nasty things about technical analysis. Now, so let's hear somebody here. Let's hear people. Talk it up and say how wonderful it is. And at the very least, you get 10 extra bonus points simply by acting as if you know what you're doing, even though you may or may not, because I don't know what I'm doing. So I'll be very liberal with my donation of points to you. Okay, so my apologies if I sound a little bit cynical about technical trading, but check it out. Do your research. Think. We'll see what you think. If it's actually worthwhile, and have fun. If nothing else, have fun.